guys, what's up? This is the Rad Sports Podcast.
I'm Rico.
And I'm Dax. Let's get into it.
Hey guys, welcome back.
And this is our special draft edition, NFL draft edition of Rad Sports. And we have this special guest guy. His name's Barrett. If you didn't know who that was. Okay, so we're going to do a mock draft simulator live where we pick every single team. So, pick number one, who should we pick? Who are we picking?
Tennessee Titans,
yeah.
You guys think Abdul Carter?
Abdul Carter, he's the best player in the draft.
Abdul Carter goes to the Titans.
Hey, we'll do that quick. Like, we need to talk a little bit more. So, yeah. I think the strat...
I feel like they should have got Cam. I think they should get Cam.
Man, the strategy for the Titans is they can get a better quarterback next year because Arch Manning will be eligible for draft next year.
Yeah, because honestly, they just need an upgrade in any position. Yeah, so
I think they just pick the best player available, and that's Abdul Carter.
Yep.
So
and they draft.
I see what you're saying. Like, because Abdul Carter isn't gonna help you win like a lot more games.
Yeah.
So then you're gonna have another bad pick next year, and then you're gonna pick
a great pick next year, you mean? Great pick?
Oh yeah, sorry. Mm-hmm. And then you're gonna pick a really good quarterback.
Yeah.
But it's not gonna be
because they need a defense. So Abdul Carter is 85% of your defense this year.
Yeah.
And then you build your offense next year.
Okay, perfect. On to the next pick, the Browns.
Oh, and before I say that, it's not like they can't select a quarterback. They can come back into the first round, select Jackson Dart, start him from day one, tank.
Oh, and this is what that's we an want option. To have. This is what we, like...
Stunt Jackson Dart's development.
Wait, this is what we think is
going to
happen?
Yes, this is what we think is going to happen.
Well, I think Cam Ward's going to
okay.
be first, even though...
The second pick, the Browns.
Travis Hunter, best player available.
Yeah.
I think he's overrated.
They can pick, like, Drew Aller next year.
Yeah.
Travis Hunter to the Browns.
New York with the third pick. This Cam Ward. I mean, he hasn't been selected yet. What do you think? Do you think they can select someone else?
No.
Okay.
No, there's no other person they would have to select if they got Cam Ward.
Okay. Yep. Okay, next, the Patriots.
So they've got a quarterback. They don't have any wide receivers, but four is too early for a wide receiver. I would say they need to build their offensive line around Drake May. So,
agreed.
I think they need to select... Wait, do the draft chime.
No.
Yes, okay. Dun, 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 dun. With the fourth pick. In the 2025 NFL draft, the New England Patriots select Will Campbell, offensive tackle, LSU. Okay. Fifth pick, the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Mason Graham.
They don't have any ass.
He's the best dude.
Sixth, new coaching staff for the Raiders with old Pete Carroll.
Oh, and
will he screw it up with his old brain, or will he do it right?
Nope. They said they wanted to draft a running back in the draft.
Yeah.
So that's what they're gonna do.
Draft a running back. Ashton Jeanty.
Ashton
Jeanty. To the Raiders.
Jets. So Shadur is still on the board, but I think
the Jets do not need a quarterback. You got Justin
Fields. I think Justin Fields can be good because he's got a coach. Or he had a coach. Actually, he played for Chicago. He didn't have a coach. And then he played for Steelers, and he was benched.
Okay.
That was dumb.
Wait. This is what the Steelers should have done. They should have traded Russell Wilson, right? And then they should have kept Justin Fields because he's young, right?
Yeah.
And I think
like
they should have.
That's
young for a quarterback.
That was dumb.
And they should have just kept improving him.
I know.
You know what I mean?
He played good.
Yes.
Like, that was... Okay, so the Jets, they snagged Justin Fields, which was good.
So don't need a quarterback.
Next person on the board.
Will Johnson?
Uh... So I think they should pick Will Johnson. Just like, I mean, that would be wild.
With, yeah,
Sauce Gardner, and then Will Johnson.
Yeah, because like
that's good.
Like lots of their team is like
they would
good. They just need a good coach.
They would have a lockdown secondary. Like that would be scary to even like try and throw.
Yeah.
Okay, next pick. Who is it, Barrett?
The Panthers.
Who do you think the Panthers should pick, Barrett?
Armand Mendez. Or they could pick Shadur. Because Bryce Young.
Panthers? No. I think they're going to keep.
No, Bryce Young has been getting better.
Yeah. He has been.
No, did you see
I think the Saints might pick Shadur.
We're not there yet.
Yeah. We're not there yet.
Okay. So Panthers, same situation as all the other bad teams.
Okay, definitely Armand Mambu.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. They just need to get the best.
I think they actually could be decent this year.
No, like, actually. Because, like, did you see the last game against the Falcons?
Yes, they were good.
It was like 44 to like.
And they almost beat the Chiefs.
Yeah.
So I think they're getting better and better. Ninth pick overall.
The Saints.
Yep, they're going to go Shadur.
Yep. Shadur. If Shadur is there at nine, yeah, that's an offer you can't refuse. I'm like, here goes. They're
Shadur.
Okay.
Hey,
the Chicago Bears.
Actually, this is a valid question. Is it Shadur or Shadur?
Shadur.
Who knows?
Shadur or Shadur?
Okay, on to the Chicago Bears.
I don't think they need a wide receiver. So, I don't think they need a wide receiver. They've got wide
receivers.
They
can get Tyler Irvin.
Jalen Walker.
Jalen Walker.
That's an offer you can't refuse.
Yeah.
I could see them picking Shamar Stewart.
I'd go Jalen Walker.
Okay, Shamar. Jalen Walker or Shamar? Shamar just has like...
Jalen Walker.
All okay.
If you don't know,
the San Francisco 49ers.
San Francisco 49ers. Shamar Stewart. They have to pick Shamar
Stewart. Yeah, they do.
Their defensive line needs some boosting, and Shamar Stewart, he had a crazy combine.
Yeah.
I mean, he's like super, his athletic stuff is off the board. If they can like make him better, like that'd be wild.
Yeah, okay. On to the Cowboys. The Cowboys already have like a wide receiver, so I don't think.
Yeah, Ted's not the right one.
I feel like
neither's Tyler.
Turpin. I feel like
they have good tight ends. So Banks, they need a tackle.
Banks or my
Banks.
Banks. Let's go Banks. Offensive tackle from Texas.
Okay,
Banks.
Miami Dolphins.
I need a wide receiver. Tyler Warren.
Yeah,
this is the best player available situation for them, I think.
But yeah, because they already have Tyreek.
They have a Jonah Smith. I'm pretty sure. At the end of
Jonnu Smith.
Yeah, Jonnu. Sorry. He did really good at the
back
half. He
actually played good. So they could pick Matthew Golden as a three wide receiver because, like, I think Tyreek Hill is like kind of getting old and like
gosh, yeah, he's gonna become one of the
OJ or
like OBJ.
Yeah,
or
he's gonna become the new OBJ. Okay, so they could pick Matthew Golden as a burner inside to be the next Tyreek Hill, but not that good.
I don't know. I don't think they need a... Wait, are we talking about... Yeah. I don't think they should get a wide receiver.
Okay.
In my opinion.
Next is the...
No, we haven't picked it yet. So, Tyreek Hill is 31 years old. So...
Yeah, okay, Matthew
Golden?
Yeah, I would. Because, yeah.
Why did you pick Tyler Warren for them? We didn't say to pick Tyler Warren.
Yeah. Okay, that's fine.
Are you doing? Okay,
so Matthew Golden. Matthew Golden.
Mike Green. Let's go.
To the Miami Dolphins. Okay.
Colts?
Not Tyler Warren? Are you sure?
Well, Barrett accidentally selected Tyler Warren.
But it's fine.
So,
it's fine.
Let's do... They got wide receivers. I think Mike Green. Or Colson.
I think they might be one of the worst teams next year.
Colts?
Yes.
Mike Green?
Let's go Mike Green.
That's probably the worst division.
Okay.
Texans, Colts,
what do you guys
Jags.
The Falcons. I think they should go. Ted's pretty good because he's...
I think we should get
Michael
Williams.
Right? You need a slot?
Yeah, but like...
Or Michael Williams?
I think we should get Michael Williams.
Okay, I vote for Michael Williams.
I vote Michael Williams.
He's
unanimous decision.
Unanimous decision,
yeah.
Michael Williams. I mean, edge defender out of Georgia, he's great.
Yeah, did you see him versus the Texas game?
No,
first Texas game, they put Quinn Ewers, and then he just kept getting sacked. So they had to put in Archie Manning. He just kept getting sacked. And he's a scrambler.
Yeah.
Okay, so, the Cardinals, I think. I mean, they already have Marv, but
they don't have a slot, Matthew Jordan. Who is their slot wide receiver?
Yeah, they got Marvin Harrison. Marvin Harrison Jr. was kind of like a bust last year.
Because they didn't throw to him. He was...
Okay, Matthew Golden.
He's Ohio State.
It was an outrage.
Okay, the Bengals. I think the Bengals. I mean, Ted's still on the board.
The Bengals, I think they should select... Do they have a defensive line?
No.
They have so many good wide receivers. Why would they?
Dude, they're not gonna get another wide receiver.
They're not gonna get another wide receiver.
That's true.
They paid like more than half of their money just for Jamar Chase, Joe Burrow, and T. Higgins.
Like, so I think
they need a defender. But we're not getting any offense.
Let's get Derek Herman.
Yep,
that's good.
Seahawks select Ted McMillan.
Yep,
wide receiver out of Arizona.
I don't think he's gonna fall with the Seahawks though.
Well, in this draft, he does.
Yeah. So, this is why we picked Tent McMillan. It's because he's a wide receiver and not a slot, and Cooper Kupp and JSN are slots.
JSN's a slot. Cooper Kupp's getting a little older, so Tent McMillan will probably be our...
Cooper Kupp had the best...
Two wide receiver this year if we draft him. Cooper Kupp is, like, a great three wide receiver.
I think Cooper Kupp had one of the... I think the best wide receiver year in 2022. Like, ever.
Yeah. And I mean, Cooper Kupp is good.
Oh,
yeah. Like for a three wide receiver and
really three?
Yes, if we draft Ted McMillan,
he's still going to be a two.
He could hypothetically be a three.
Hypothetically.
He's pretty much a two.
He's a two and a half.
Two B.
Okay, yeah. Next on to the Buccaneers.
I just think he won't be
the worst player.
He won't be the two. He won't be the two wide receiver because it's JSN and Ted McMillan.
Yeah.
So they'll be starting at those slot positions.
Okay, on to the Buccaneers. I mean,
I think Colson Love is
They have Kate Otten, and he's like,
okay, do they pretty good? Wait, do they have any?
So I think they go with Jadae Barron. I think that's pretty good.
Do they have any DBs?
No. So Jadae Barron.
Do they go Malachi Starks?
He's probably low. And they're pretty good.
They have Antoine Winfield Jr.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Jadae Barron
to the Buccaneers. Okay.
Okay, we are definitely not picking Malachi Starks because that it would be the.
Okay, and so this next pick is the Broncos. They are in dire need of a running back. They like don't even have one on their roster. So
they have Andre Pittman, but
he's a two. So. They're going to pick Amarian Hampton, the running back out of North Carolina. If Jenty falls there by some miraculous miracle.
Yeah.
There's no way. But, yeah. So, they picked Amarian Hampton just because they need him.
Okay, Steelers. I think they should pick
Colson. Steelers. Colson Loveland.
I mean, if he's still there.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a big three. You got the D1 crash outs and DK Metcalf and George Pickens, and then you add some blocking and receiving capabilities on Colson Loveland.
Yeah. And their defense is top three in the NFL. I think they're the third best defense.
Yeah. Who's the first?
First?
Their defense is not top three, top five.
Browns? Browns are first. Lions.
No, Browns.
No, the Lions.
Okay,
Lions, Eagles.
It's the Eagles first.
Eagles, Lions.
Well, the Lions had a horrible defense.
Yeah, they did. That's true.
I know, so
Eagles,
We can't rank them, too, if they had a horrible defense last year.
No, because they all hurt.
Eagles, Browns.
It's not fair to rank them.
Eagles, Lions, Steelers, period.
And then the Browns.
And then the Browns.
And then the Seahawks. Okay. The Lions defense is nowhere near the top five defense.
Yep.
Their defense was atrocious.
Okay. This year, they were not that good.
Yeah, we're great.
The year before that, when they had Aiden Hutchinson.
Yeah, but we're doing this year, not last year.
I get it. Okay. pick. So the Chargers, I think.
No, they need a wide receiver. Who is the wide receivers on the board?
Emeka Abuka.
Is Emeka Abuka stay on the board? All right, no.
I think Emeka Abuka.
Yes.
Yeah.
Emeka Abuka with the 21st pick and
Green Bay.
Next we have Green Bay. They also need a slot receiver. Those other guys here.
Oh, get Luther Burton. I think Luther Burton would be. Same difference.
Okay, the Vikings.
With the 24th pick. I think you just go best player available here.
I mean, Malachi Starks.
So, I'd say Malachi Starks.
Same.
They need a tackle and a guard, and Tyler Booker is somehow still on the board. He's definitely the best player available.
Perfect.
So, the Texans pick...
Tyler Booker.
Yeah. The Texans pick him. Okay, next pick, we have the Los Angeles Rams. I bet they could pick a... No. They're not going to pick a tight end.
I don't know.
They won't pick a quarterback. So they need a linebacker. So Jihad Campbell. Let's pick Jihad Campbell.
That's good. Yeah.
The Ravens.
The 27th pick. This is also...
Wide receiver.
I mean, Ray Zabel.
Or Nick Sorensen. There's not a wide receiver.
Oh.
There's not a worthy wide receiver to go right now. So, there... Scroll up. What do they need? Okay, so they need an offensive guard, a corner, an edge, a linebacker, and a safety. And
safety is Nick and
Nick Emmon Worry. I think that's like a little early.
I'd still.
I think you just get the best on the board.
Best player available.
With what you need.
Yes. Okay.
Okay. The Lions.
They need an edge defender. So let's Nick Scorton or James Pierce Jr. What do you think?
Best player available.
I think
Nick Scorton. Best out of them.
I think James Pierce Jr. is overrated.
Yeah,
he's not that guy.
Okay, Nick Scorton.
Nick Scorton's that guy. He's better.
Okay, the Washington Commanders.
Dawkins. I mean, why not make your offensive line even better?
Yeah. But you got to scramble.
But they.
I don't think you should do that, because,
let's go defense.
Yeah, I think safety?
No, they need an edge defender.
James Pierce.
So, James Pierce, Ezzie Rokau.
Donovan?
I told you, James Pierce Jr. is overrated. Donovan, okay. Ezzie Rokau from Boston College, I think he'll go way ahead of 29. So
okay, Bills.
They can get him at 29. I've seen mocks where the Ezra Rukau guy goes to the Seahawks at 18.
Bills,
they need a defensive line.
So, Walter Nolan?
So, Walter Nolan would be a great pick. Yeah.
Okay, the Chiefs.
They need an offensive tackle. So, Josh Simmons from Ohio State. I'd say they can pick him with 31, even though he was out for a long time with an injury in 2024.
Yep. Okay, and the Eagles. The Eagles should pick Jackson Dart.
Why?
Because they trade away Kenny Pickett. So then, while Jalen Hurts gets older, he could develop Jackson Dart.
Jalen Hurts is 26. He can play a good 6 years. That is no.
I think you wait 2 years till you get a quarterback.
No, you wait 2 years.
Okay, who do they need?
No.
That's where
they need a guard. And that's Gray Zabel.
Okay.
Which is a steal at 32.
Okay, Gray Zabel at 32. And that is
round one. Now we're going on to round two.
Okay.
The final round that we would be doing. We're not doing seven.
Yeah, there's no way.
Okay, so the Browns. First pick.
Jackson Dart.
Yeah, that's it.
Because they didn't pick a quarterback. Wait, did they pick a quarterback?
No. They picked Travis Hunter.
They picked Travis Hunter. So they can get a quarterback. Jackson
Dart.
They can
The Giants.
The Giants. They need just
quarterback.
Kenneth Grant.
They picked the first round.
Hey, let's pick Kenneth Grant, the defensive tackle from Michigan.
They picked Cam. Yeah, no. Okay.
Oh.
I think we should pick Kenneth Grant, the defensive tackle from Michigan. He should probably go in the first round, but if he slips into the second round to the New York Giants, I think it'd be hard to resist. Because that would be a good defensive line. You've got Kenneth Grant in the middle, you've got Brian Burns, and Kayvon Thibodeau on the outside.
Yeah.
Okay, the Titans. I think just
Kayvon Thibodeau.
I think best available, James Pierce. Yep, okay, James Pierce.
They just picked Abdul Carter, though. So, what else do they need? They need, like, a wide receiver, right? Nah, okay, James Pierce. That's a good
one. Yeah. Okay, so the Jaguars. Jaguars, they need a defensive tackle. So Tyreek Williams.
That'd they need a pick. Corner in Trey Amos, but I don't think Trey Amos
is that good. I think Tyreek Williams.
Yeah, okay, Tyreek Williams. Okay, next pick. With the 37th pick, the Raiders. Who do you think we should pick? They need a corner, a running back, which they already filled, a wide receiver, a safety, and a defensive tackle.
I think you go.
I think cornerback.
Guys, Trey Amos. Should we pick Jalen Milroe?
No, because they got Geno, and you're not trying to waste a pick on
Geno's old, man.
He's not that old.
He's old.
How old?
He's like 34 years old.
I think they could wait.
I think you would.
They have him on a 3 or 4 year contract. Like, and Jalen Milroe needs a lot of tweaking. So if you, it's like Jordan.
Okay, wait, let me think.
You sit him for 2 years. If Geno's not that guy, you can cut him and you can start Jalen Milroe, who can be like. Who can be like a Jalen Hurts?
Yeah.
Okay, I mean, it.
I think it'd be hard to pass up because some people are saying he's going to go in the first round. Which
the Patriots.
The Patriots.
Who's their running back?
Who's their running back? Ramondre Stevenson. He's good.
He's good? Okay. I think
his problem is he doesn't have an offensive line.
I mean, Josh Connerly Jr. I mean, that's pretty good.
Josh Connerly Jr. He's an offensive tackle out of Oregon, so that will help. They've picked two offensive linemen, so that will help them their running game and everything else.
Okay, so the Bears at 39. I mean, I think they should just go with Trey Amos.
Best player available?
Yeah.
Wait.
That's good.
Wait. Don't do it yet. How long is DeAndre Swift on DeAndre Swift's contract? Because
I think it's like 3 years.
So 3 years, $24 million.
$24 million?
Well, yeah. No. Well, 15 guaranteed.
Yeah, $15 million guaranteed.
Okay.
So they signed him on a 3 year contract and he's already got one of those years, so I don't think they need to draft a running back.
So yeah. I'd go trainers.
They don't. They have the lockdown corners. But they do need edge defenders. Who are edge
defenders?
Almost
every team needs an edge defender, bro.
Okay, yeah, just best player available.
Yeah.
Trey Amos, corner out of.
Okay, the Saints. I mean, Trey Young. Who's their running back?
Alvin. Oh, actually, Alvin Kamara is old. Trayvon would be great.
Wait, how old is he? Oh.
He's old.
He was, like, really good in his prime, though. Like, really,
yes.
Yeah, he was fine.
Okay, Trayvon Henderson.
Running back.
Okay, the Bears. Again.
So now they can actually address one of their needs, which is
safety. Xavier Box.
No, they need an offensive tackle, a running back, a safety, an edge. Oh, okay, safety. Yeah, do safety. Let's go. So Xavier Watts, safety out of North Carolina.
Okay, the Jets. They could get Mason Tate.
Tight end. That?
Because, like, I mean.
I think that's a good pick.
Yeah.
He can complement their wide receivers.
And they need tight end.
And they can block.
Yeah. Perfect. Wait. Oh, yeah. Because Devontae Adams.
And Tyler Conklin is, like.
And
okay,
if you don't know who Tyler Conklin is, he's kind of big.
Yeah, look him up. Okay, next, the 49ers.
No offense, Tyler Conklin.
No offense, you're just really
Oh, they need a quarterback, so I'd go Shamon Riddle.
You mean cornerback?
Yeah.
Shamon Riddle is not a quarterback. He is a cornerback.
Yep, and that's
what he meant to say.
Okay, the Dallas Cowboys.
Why wouldn't they draft Maxwell Harrison?
You should have had them pick Maxwell Harrison.
Shamon Riddle, they're close.
No.
Okay, so so the Cowboys need
Shamon Riddle is coming off of an ACL tear. You don't pick him that early.
Okay.
You don't pick him that early.
Okay, so the Cowboys, they need running back and edge.
Yeah, they need a running back. CB running back.
And I mean, I'd go with running back Jackson.
Ours.
Okay, they do need a guard.
They need a running back. Rico Dowell?
Yeah.
He's not.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, you have Caleb Johnson.
Oh, Caleb Johnson?
Quentin Johnson?
I'd go with Donovan.
Okay, yeah, let's do Donovan.
Okay, the Colts.
They need a quarterback? What?
They need a quarterback. Okay.
No, they're not going to pick a quarterback.
I mean, yeah, there's Tyler Shaw.
That's
the only person.
No quarterbacks. No quarterbacks.
No. Big, good this guy available. Yep.
Okay. They select Maxwell Harrison, quarterback out of Kentucky.
Okay, so the Atlanta Falcons is next.
Okay. No, wait. Yeah, we need a wide receiver. Wait, is Trey Harris a slot or a wide
receiver? No, Trey Harris is like 6'5".
Oh, my gosh.
Jalen Royals is like 6 foot. He's a burner. He's very good. He's like my second favorite wide receiver in the class. If we hadn't picked Ted McMillan.
Yeah.
In this first round.
Yeah, because we need a wide receiver.
I would have wanted to pick.
Okay, yeah. Jalen Royals to the Falcons. Okay, next we have the Cardinals.
Oh, wait. What did they get last time?
They need a wide receiver, so I'd go Trey Harris.
Wait, what did they get last time? A wide receiver?
They got Matthew Golden. Yeah, so they already got a receiver.
They selected their wide receiver.
So I'd say, I mean, edge.
They need an edge defender.
I mean, so Landon Jackson.
Landon Jackson is a good pick.
Or linebacker, Carson Slide Jr.
No.
I would probably pick
Schlesinger.
I would get Landon Jackson.
Okay, Landon Jackson to the Cardinals. Okay, Miami Dolphins.
They need a linebacker.
So I do Carson
linebacker out of UCLA.
Schweisinger. Sorry if we get this wrong.
Yeah.
Okay, Bengals.
Why did you?
They need an edge. They need a guard. So Jonas Salvanea.
Yes.
Okay, the Seahawks at number 50.
Should have selected Shavon Revel, but you put him too early.
Okay.
Let me think. So, I think the Seahawks should definitely select Dion Moore. Actually, go to defense. Just go to defense.
Oh, yeah.
Aziara Thomas. Aziara Thomas.
Okay. Okay, the Broncos.
Aziara Thomas is a corner at a Florida State, and that's one of Seattle's needs. They don't have very much depth there.
Okay, so the Broncos need running back, wide receiver, linebacker, cornerback, and tight end.
They already picked a running back.
So they don't need that. Okay, wide receiver. I say Trey Harris.
Harris says no, they need a slot.
They can still, I mean.
No.
Jalen, no.
Tight end. Who are our tight ends? Ooh, Harold Fannin?
Yeah.
Harold Fannin Jr.
Okay, Harold Fannin Jr. to the Broncos. Seahawks. So pick 52.
Bert, you have to tell people who Harold Fannin is.
Oh, he's a tight end for Bowling Green.
And he's a great receiving tight end.
Okay, on to the Seahawks.
Seattle Seahawks.
With the 57.
Ooh, we have not selected an offensive lineman.
You could pick Dion Walker.
Offensive lineman. I forgot about the offensive lineman.
Tate
Rutledge.
Offensive guard out of Georgia. Yes. Okay. The Buccaneers. I mean, I'd say Patriots. Mike Evans is like, he's like,
Yo, Mike Evans gets 1,000 receiving yards every year.
If he doesn't, wait, has he?
He does not.
If he does it again, he ties Jerry Rice.
No, he beats Jerry Rice. He's always in his prime. He's had 1,000 yards receiving every single year.
I'm in my prime, but
he's in his prime.
I mean, I still think they should give him another shot.
Yeah, because like,
they have Jalen McMillan.
Okay. Next to the Green Bay Packers.
Wide receiver, if they haven't already got one.
They already got
an edge. I mean, JT Tuimoloa.
Yeah, JT Tuimoloa is still there. Yep. So, JT Tuimoloa.
Yep. Okay. So, we have the Chargers. I mean, who do they need? Wide receiver, I'd get Jalen. No.
Because they already have a receiver.
Oh, yes.
They need defensive. They need corners. They don't have corners.
I got you. Benjamin Morrison. That's a good pick.
No, he's not.
Okay, so.
He's not a good pick. He had an injury. He wasn't even that good.
They can come back from injuries. You're like, they have an injury, so you should never pick
them. No, but. He also
Aiden Hutchinson worst.
He also has
He
has him all of those too, which were bad. And I didn't like it.
Family issues.
No.
No, what? Okay, moving on to the Bills. They need a defensive tackle. They could get TJ Sanders.
No.
Or Darius Alexander. No.
Darius Alexander.
Perfect. Darius Alexander.
Darius.
TJ Sanders, too.
Did you not give them a wide receiver?
No.
I told you to pick Darius Alexander. Alexander next. Is probably one of the most underrated prospects in the draft.
I'm going to say that about every single person.
Like who? Who else did I say
that? Quinshon Judkins, Princely, Umanamian, Marcus Mbau, Ojala Odalio, Alfred Collins. You said about a lot of people.
I did not say next. About any of those people.
Okay. Next, the Panthers.
Okay, the Panthers. They need, like, everybody. So they
except for running back.
They actually don't have a wide receiver.
Yeah, Jalen.
No.
Who else are they going to get?
Jaden Higgins. He's, like, 6'6". He's actually only 6'3". But okay. Jaden Higgins is better. He's a wide receiver out of Iowa State.
I didn't know all the heights. That's...
He's a football model. Okay, so the Texans, obviously, best available, Jalen. What do they need?
They need a guard.
Arionte Ernese.
Arionte Ursary. Yes, they need an offensive line. Their offensive line, like, struggled.
Yep, there we go. Okay.
Massively last year.
Oh, the Baltimore Ravens should also, obviously, get a wide receiver.
Who is that going to be, Dax?
It's going to be Jalen Noel with the 59th pick out of Iowa State. Next, we have the Lions. They need a...
edge? I mean...
No, they do not need an edge. We already selected...
Wyatt Millam.
And they need a guard because all our guards are getting old. So let's go Wyatt Millam.
Yep. Okay, Washington needs an edge.
We already got the
cornerback.
Wide receiver. No, I'm kidding.
Who should they get?
They actually do need wide receiver, but
wait,
guys, who is the running?
Austin Eckler and
guys, I think they need a running back.
Yeah, like kind of. Quinshon Judkins.
Caleb Johnson.
Quinshon Judkins.
Caleb Johnson is
overrated.
Overrated. Yeah, that's true. Let's go Quinshon Judkins, running back out of Ohio State.
Okay, the Bills. I mean, Darius Alexander.
Darius Alexander is probably.
The Chiefs. Yeah, Darius Alexander. Darius Alexander is pretty good.
Defensive tackle out of Toledo. You don't even know who Darius
Alexander is. What? Yeah, I didn't.
They don't.
Okay, the 63rd pick. So they need a safety, and I think there are some pretty good safeties on the board still. We haven't seen very many safeties.
Okay, Andrew Mbuka.
So Andrew Mbuka would be a good one.
Yep. Okay, and the last pick
in our mock draft
goes to the Eagles.
Why does safety?
Oh, yeah. No, they need a defensive tackle.
Wait, didn't they trade one of their
Go to defensive tackle. Ooh, Princely Umanalian.
They do not need a defensive tackle.
No, just pick it.
Princely Umanalian.
You can never have too much pass rushers.
That
is it for today's episode. If you think our mock draft is good, you should tell us. But if you think it's bad,
you should always.
You should also tell. I'm